Highbridge Audio presents The Sword and the Shield by Christopher Andrew and Vasily Mitrokin. Read for you by Charles Stransky.
This audio program is based on unprecedented and unrestricted access to one of the world's most secret and closely guarded archives, that of the Foreign Intelligence Arm of the KGB, the First Chief Directorate. Hitherto, the present Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, the SVR, has been supremely confident that such a book could not be written. When the German magazine Focus reported in December 1996 that a former KGB officer had defected to Britain with the names of hundreds of Russian spies, Tatiana Somolis, spokeswoman for the SVR, instantly ridiculed the whole story as absolute nonsense. "Hundreds of people? That just doesn't happen," she declared. "Any defector could get the name of one, two, perhaps three agents, but not hundreds. The facts, however, are far more sensational even than the story dismissed as impossible by the SVR. The KGB defector had brought with him to Britain details not of a few hundred, but of thousands of Soviet agents and intelligence officers in all parts of the globe, some of them illegals living under deep cover abroad, disguised as foreign citizens. No one who spied for the Soviet Union at any period between the October Revolution and the eve of the Gorbachev era can now be confident that his or her secrets are still secure. When the British Secret Intelligence Service, SIS, exfiltrated the defector and his family from Russia in 1992, it also brought out six cases containing the copious notes he had taken almost...